Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Don't let anything stop you from pursuing your fitness goals. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's advanced program. I'm Linda, your host. We are continuing our health article entitled Fit for Life at Any Age. It is May 28th, and back in the studio with me is Rhonda to continue our discussion on fitness. Hello, Rhonda.
Hello, Linda. We have had some fun conversations about marathons and injuries, injuries that are over, so they can be fun to talk about.
No more injuries,
But I love talking to you about this issue of how to stay fit without getting injured, how to stay fit in a way that you can maintain.
Yes, be consistent in your fitness. And I think that is the big challenge for most people, sticking with an exercise routine, sticking with a fitness program, because it's easy to lose motivation, Rhonda. So what are some things that can help us to stay motivated? Are there any things that keep you motivated?
Oh, yes. My number one thing is playing with my grandchildren. I want to be able to play with my grandchildren. Mm-hmm. I want to stay physically healthy and have strong muscles so I can pick up that chubby, my chubby 2-year-old,
grandson,
very chubby 2-year-old little grandson who's a big guy. I want to be able to pick them up. I want to be able to get down on the floor and push some trucks around and blocks. And I have found that as I've gotten older, and I'm almost 64, it's a little harder to get down and then just stand back up. And I'm pretty fit, but I've noticed already that it's not a given that I can comfortably kneel down, sit on the floor the way a child would, and then stand back up.
Right.
Of course, I can, but I'm very aware that it's a gift to be healthy and to be, I like to say, to be a good steward of it. Mm-hmm. Like you would protect your money or your treasure. Your health is a treasure, and you want to be a steward who uses it wisely.
Exactly. Yes, our bodies are temples. And that is a big motivator, being healthy, being fit, so that you can play with your grandchildren, that you can be there to participate in whatever they're doing, and you're not disabled, you're not prevented from partaking in their activities. So that is a good motivator. And you're already seeing the effects of aging, right? It's just, it's a given. Like, we won't be able to do the things that we did when we were younger, or not at the same intensity. Is there another motivating factor or motivation that would keep you exercising and keeping fit?
Sure. Well, one is to maintain good mental health. Mm-hmm. Those go together. So I want to have good mental health going on into my future. We talked yesterday about, as people get older, they sometimes have higher anxiety levels. Mm-hmm. So exercise can help with that. So mental health.
Yeah. So there's so many benefits of exercise. Improving, maintaining your mental health is definitely one of them. And your activity of playing with your kids, that is something fun. That is something that you want to do. So choose an activity that you like doing. It will be much easier to maintain. And later on, we'll learn about activities that we might not think of as exercise, as particularly fitness exercise, but they are good forms of exercise. So let's get into our first reading now.
Consider special conditions. Throughout life, medical conditions or injuries have likely affected your workout routine in some way. As you get older, you may have to start taking those conditions into account, even if you are presently feeling better. One unexpected change many older adults face is the new way their body reacts to heat, particularly because of medications that increase dehydration. Some of the diuretics that are out there, if you're elderly, can cause us to not be able to dissipate the heat well, Kraft explained. He implores older adults to take into account if they have conditions or are on medications that predispose them to dehydration or overheating. The NIA recommends speaking with your doctor before starting a new workout. Ask how any existing health issues may hinder your abilities.
So, in addition to age, as we get older, we have to consider special conditions, our health conditions. That is definitely something that people will ask you if you're about to partake in a particular physical activity or even like to go on an amusement ride, to go on some type of hike or anything physical. The first question might be, oh, do you have any health conditions? You know, because that definitely needs to be taken into consideration. So consider special conditions. Throughout life, medical conditions or injuries have likely affected your workout routine in some way. And earlier, Rhonda described how she experienced some painful shin splints when she was running. So, and I have had injuries as well, and it is just not fun, and it takes time to recover. So those things have definitely affected how we work out. And as you get older, we might have to start taking those conditions into account, even if we're feeling pretty good or feeling a lot better. They might still have an impact, especially as we get older.
That phrase medical conditions is important too, because a medical condition means something that you have already.
Yeah.
It might be something that started in childhood or something that developed. Mm-hmm. But a medical condition has to do with something you couldn't prevent, but it's a reality in your body. And I like this phrase, taking them into account. To take something into account is consider it. So you might, if when you start to exercise, think about, what would be an example of a medical condition?
Heart. Like if you have a heart condition, maybe it's something that you were born with, or it could be something that developed later in life. Asthma. That's also something that you could be born with, or you could develop sometime in life. So like being able to breathe. Those are all things that you do have to take into account. And they might not seriously affect you now, but they could. So it's something to consider as you go about your fitness routine.
Yeah, so if you're in America and you go to a doctor, if English isn't your first language, and the doctor says, do you have any medical conditions? Mm-hmm. He's not saying, did you cut your finger? He's saying, is there anything in your body that exists, some condition that affects your health? Mm-hmm. So that's a phrase that is often used in a general checkup.
Yes, very much so. So one unexpected change many older adults face is the new way their body reacts to heat, particularly because of medications that increase dehydration. And what are these medications that, what are they called, that increase dehydration?
Diuretics, the singular, a diuretic. Oh, it's hard to say some English words, isn't it? Diuretic.
Mm-hmm. Diuretic.
Diuretic. It's a substance or a drug that increases the flow of urine. Mm-hmm. Diuretic. And that's something that elderly people are sometimes taking. Mm-hmm. The doctor might give you a diuretic for some medical condition
that
you have.
That increases the amount of urine that is produced in your body. So it's to excrete or release extra salt and body in the water. And the body may need to do that to decrease high blood pressure or to decrease swelling or for better kidney function or just accumulation of fluids in the body, the diuretics will allow that extra fluid to wash out, to be released. And diuretics is a common term you could use to refer to them, water pills, right? So
we used to call them water pills, yes. And I like this phrase, some of the diuretics that are out there. When we say it's just out there, we mean it's available in general to buy. So Dr. Kraft is saying, be aware, be careful. Some of those types of pills, those water pills, can cause the body to not be able to dissipate the heat well. Dissipate. When something dissipates, it gradually disappears. Mm-hmm. So a diuretic, if you're elderly, some of those diuretics out there can make it hard to
deal with
heat.
Get
rid of the heat. Yeah. So obviously exercise causes your body to get warmer.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you're taking these diuretics that are excreting more water, then you might not be able to get rid of the heat that your body produces when it's exercising as well. So that is something that you definitely have to take into account. And Kraft implores older adults to do this, to take into account if they have conditions or on medications that predispose them to dehydration or overheating. So when you implore, it's not just asking, right?
No, I think of begging. We would use this in the place of begging. So Dr. Mm-hmm. Kraft has a very strong opinion about this. He's an expert and he begs with emotion his older adult patients to take into account, consider any medical conditions or if they're on medications that predispose them is to make you likely to suffer. If you are predisposed to
something. Yeah, you're more susceptible to it. You're more easily affected by it or suffer. So in this case, you're more easily affected or can suffer from dehydration or overheating because of these diuretics or other medications that cause you to not be able to dispel or get rid of the heat well. And implore, I think implore is a nicer way of saying beg or plead.
Yeah. Yes, yes. But he really means it.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't exercise the wrong way if you...
Yeah, because that... If your body ends up overheating, that can... Yeah, that's big trouble. NIA, the National Institute of Aging, recommends speaking with your doctor before starting a new workout. So ask your doctor how any existing health issues could hinder your abilities.
Right. Notice there's another way to say medical conditions in that sentence, existing health issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let us listen to our second reading now.
Try these tools for safety. Smartwatches, heart rate monitors, and other fancy workout gadgets can seem drastic, especially if you've watched fitness trends come and go. However, these devices can keep you safe while you exercise. Invest in a good heart monitoring watch that checks for blood pressure, blood glucose, and heart rate. With these tools, you can know exactly how your body is reacting to each workout you throw at it. At-home fitness bikes, treadmills, and walking pads can also be beneficial in providing a safe place for you to consistently work out, no matter the weather conditions. Do a variety of exercise. There may have been one fitness activity you stuck to throughout your life, consistently training in it until you were your very best. As you age, it's better to diversify your workouts. The NIA suggests older adults engage in a combination of aerobic, muscle strengthening, and balance activities each week. It's time to reframe your definition of exercise. Everything from swimming to dancing to working in the yard can be classified as a fitness activity and can develop into a new balanced routine.
So we are introduced to some tools that will help us to have more effective, have more safe fitness routines. And this part begins with try these tools for safety. Smartwatches, heart rate monitors, and other fancy workout gadgets can seem drastic. We all know, I think we're all familiar with smartwatches, right? They've become pretty common now. There are also heart rate monitors, another fancy workout gadget. What is a gadget, Rhonda?
Gadget is a great English word. It means a small, useful, and especially cool.
Yeah.
Cleverly designed, small tool.
Yeah, it's like a helpful machine. Device or tool.
Right.
Yeah, it's usually small that you can pick up with your hand.
I might say to you, what's that gadget
mm-hmm.
you're using?
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to say thing, but if I say that gadget, I don't mean the cookie on your table. I mean that
it has a purpose.
Machine.
Yeah,
yes.
It has some use. And you probably won't see that many gadgets on my desk because I'm not a gadget person. but there are people out there who love gadgets, who will buy all the latest gadgets. And there are a lot of fitness gadgets, right?
Yes. And I like how you're using gadgets because it really does mean, dear listeners, it's just a catch-all phrase for mm-hmm. something with movable parts that seems to be a tool,
mm-hmm.
but I need an explanation. So it's fun, like pick up a gadget. I need a gadget from the store that will open this drawer.
Yeah.
It's a fun word that's you say when you're not sure what to call it.
Yeah, it is a catch-all. It can describe many things, but it's usually has a purpose, a use in terms of being a tool or device that you can use to do something. And we have these fitness gadgets, like my smartwatch. I don't know if I'd call a gadget, but it is a fitness tool that I use to, I mean, it has many purposes. I personally wear a Garmin, and it's very helpful. Like, besides telling the time, it tells me what my heart rate is. It tells me how long I've been exercising, the intensity of my exercise, how many calories I've burned. So just from this one gadget, this one device, I can know all of these things. And it's very helpful to know. But some of these gadgets can seem drastic if you've watched a lot of fitness trends come and go. So drastic just means extreme, right?
Yes, and I think the writer is saying that if you're an elderly person and an aging person and you are told to wear a heart monitor mm-hmm. when you exercise, that can seem extreme. Like, wait, do you mean I'm going to die of a heart attack? It might seem extreme to say I'd better wear a heart monitor
mm-hmm.
because I'm 70 and I'm going to start walking faster. It can seem drastic because you think, well, that's just a trend.
Yeah, yeah.
However,
if you've never used a gadget before, like a fitness device like this before, it might also seem extreme or drastic.
And here it's saying, however, these devices can keep you safe. I have a feeling that you wear your garment not so much because you're worried for your safety, but you're trying to train
mm-hmm.
and monitor your progress.
Right, yeah. So I track my fitness activity to know how long, the distance I've gone,
yes.
and also the speed, so I can know how I'm doing and then see my progression.
Towards your fitness goals
mm-hmm.
or maybe your training goals, but here the point is you might want a device because then it can keep you safe.
Yes.
Because we're talking about exercising safely
mm-hmm.
because of the realities of getting older.
Yes. So for older people, you want to keep your heart rate below a certain level, not get too high. So the heart rate monitor or the smartwatch can help you do that and can even tell you, alert you, if you are doing too much, if it's too intense. It can send you an alert so that you can bring your heart rate back down, right? So these things can help you keep safe. And I think they're pretty commonplace now. I remember when the Fitbit was really popular. I think that was one of the early, like, the precursor to smartwatches. It would tell you how many steps that you've done. I think there's one time where everybody had a step counter. Like, they were wearing their step counters to see how many steps they did each day. And that's a good goal to have if you want to do 8,000 steps a day. Or some people had even loftier goals of doing 10,000, 20,000 steps a day. So all these things can help you to get your fitness, reach your fitness goals, and also to keep you safe when you exercise. So what are they saying here? To invest in a good heart monitoring watch that checks for blood pressure, blood glucose, and heart rate. So one device can do all of these things. All right, so with these tools, you know exactly how your body is reacting to each workout you throw at it, right? And it's convenient to have all this information at our fingertips. Because before, where would you have to go to get this information, to get your heart rate, to get your blood pressure, to get your glucose level?
To Dr. Kraft or to your doctor's office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd have to go to your doctor and they'd hook you up. You know, they'd give you a test to find out this information, like just a doctor or hospital, right? But now you just have all this like information on your wrist or, you know, in your pocket. So it's very convenient.
So it might be a good investment. He says invest in these things.
Yeah. And if it's just a simple heart rate monitor, it does not cost that much. Of course, like we have fancy smartwatches, like I think some Garmin's, are hundreds of US dollars, but you don't need the fancy stuff. You just get something simple that's really affordable. And then how else can you keep up your fitness at home, Rhonda?
Sure, you can buy things that are at-home designed. At-home fitness bikes, treadmills, and walking pads can also be beneficial. They provide you a safe place. You're in your own home, and they're designed to be safe, and it's for you to consistently work out. Mm-hmm. Notice those two words are apart now. A workout is the noun, but work out is the phrasal verb. You can consistently work out. No matter the weather conditions, it can be raining, or if you're in my hometown in Illinois, it might be snowing, but I can still do my indoor bike riding.
Right. And weather is probably one of the biggest hindrances, one of the biggest excuses that people have to not work out. Oh, it's raining, the weather is not good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So here you can avoid all that and keep your workout consistent by getting your own stationary bike or treadmill. These are investments, not only money-wise, but space-wise. And, so you have to be sure that you're going to use them. And sometimes people, they'll buy it to make themselves use it. But there are also many cases there, the stationary bike and the treadmill just collects dust and it's never used after a few times.
Some of those things, we had a Nordic, they called it the Nordic, capital N, and we had one in our garage about 10 years ago. And that thing is big.
Yes. They're big and heavy.
Huge.
Yeah.
And that's very typical in American homes. We have these attached buildings, garages we put our cars in. They're usually big. So people, it's very typical to see in American homes, in the garage is the big workout bench and the exercise bike. And it's you can get secondhand ones very affordably because people start a workout routine.
And they never, they don't
And they
want
to sell it. And they say, it's for pickup only. You have to come with your truck and pick it up. Yeah. Very common American cultural thing.
Right. Because American homes are bigger, so you do have the space. So space isn't such a problem. But if you don't use it, it's useless. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you probably get a good secondhand fitness bike.
This is just bringing back so many memories of the garage. And when I lived in a house with a garage, full of exercise
all
equipment
that you don't use,
that
we
brought off Facebook Marketplace, and I was like, could somebody come and pick this up?
Yeah. But so we're saying if you get it, make sure to use it, and they can be very helpful. Yeah, you can just work out right inside the comfort of your own home, right? We also are encouraging a variety of exercise, right? So maybe there was one fitness activity that you stuck to, that you kept doing throughout your whole life, consistently training in it until you were your very best. And that's great if you were, training for competing, or, you wanted to keep improving at this particular activity. But as you age, it is better to diversify your workouts. Right, Rhonda?
Yes. And I've known people in my time of life, they were great runners in high school, and they're still running in special categories, but then you hear them groaning. groaning and complaining about their injuries. Mm-hmm. But of course, if you have something you love, keep doing it. Of course, this article is not saying
don't do that sport that you loved.
But just mix it up a little. Diversify.
Right.
It's like you diversify your portfolio. Diversify
there you go.
Your workout portfolio.
Sure.
And do different activities. And
so play with children.
Yes.
Go mm-hmm. up and downstairs. How am I doing? I've got a pretty
yeah.
diversified
yeah, you're walking.
Fitness schedule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I need to do more with maybe my getting my heart rate.
Yeah, or muscle strengthening. Yes.
Oh, you're right. Well, that's when I pick up my chubby 2-year-old
true.
Grandson.
That's true.
It's like picking up an exercise ball.
When you pick up
yeah.
the kids.
But he's getting older and he doesn't want me to pick him up as much, which, you know, you don't want to just grab them and
yeah.
say, let me pick you up.
I need
I can
exercise.
Work out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you have to have a permission of a 2-year-old
yes.
for sure.
Then you can get weights.
Even if it's your own grandson. He snarls at me sometimes. So it's like exercising with a little tiger. Can I pick you up and lift you up high? Now,
he is his own person.
Yes,
or
and I love
tiger.
Him for it. Someday when I'm elderly and he's a big, strong man, I hope he'll pick
he'll
me
pick
up.
Pick you up, yeah. Grandma, do
lifted.
You need to be picked
do
up?
Do you need to be picked up? That's actually what I'm aiming for.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want that to happen because I want to be fit at any age.
Yes, exactly. And to be living independently for as long as
yes.
you can.
Right. And just getting hugs from
yes.
the family members.
Right. But the NIA suggests older adults engage in a combination of aerobic, muscle strengthening, and balance activities. So there are many different activities you can do to create this combination so that you have a very balanced exercise routine. So it might be time to reframe your definition of exercise because your exercise can include anything from swimming to dancing to working in the yard to gardening, right? All of these things can be classified as fitness activities. So you can think outside the box. You don't have to do things that are just labeled or specifically labeled fitness activities. It can include bowling or low impact activities. Rhonda said she went to swimming and cycling instead of running because those are more low impact activities. So we hope that you will create a balanced exercise routine for yourself. And we thank you for listening. Come back for the next advanced program. For now, I'm Linda.
I'm Rhonda.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.